We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's right. Don't forget about the Tide lifting you up during these difficult days. Welcome back. You are listening to Steel Talk, and I am your host, Geraldine Steele. I've been so excited to talk to Kaya Hurt. And who is she? She is a social activism superstar, and she is also a high school teacher. Kaya Hurt used two vacation days to do a public protest outside of the Chauvin trial this week, and we welcome her. Welcome to Steel Talk, and Kaya, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sherilyn? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing well. I'm amazed at those who do what you do. You not only just go to the protests and really participate, and that is so important. Don't get me wrong. I am not understating that. But I am amazed that you jump, you get on the fence, right? You chain yourself to a fence, for the protests, and I'm just blown away by all of that. Why did you do it?
Well, I got involved in activism because as a teacher, every day I hear the stories of the double standard and the racism that my students experience, and even of experiences and interactions that they have had with the police that are very scary, even at their young age. And I had always marched. I've been an activist in terms of participation in protests for a very long time, but after George Floyd's death, I was just sick to my stomach. And of course, so many things before that, going back as far as, Rodney King all the way up through Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown and Philando Castile, so many times I've had this sick feeling every time something happens. And I just got tired of it, and we've been working and working on this, and I just decided, I'm sick of waiting for someone else to do something that's going to make this stop, and I just decided that I was going to do something.
Can you hear me at all?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm so sorry. We are having a problem with the computer. So if you can hear me, we're going to continue. Is that all right?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. I can hear you. Thank you so much for your patience. Okay, so knowing that you decided to throw yourself into this mix to try to do something that would make a difference, that your family, your friends, your students could see that, hey, I am in it to win it. I am here to help. I am here to do something about it. What are you hearing from your students?
I am hearing overwhelmingly positive things. I have gotten some emails from students just saying, thank you. I've never had a teacher that cared about me enough and my life enough to make a statement like that. And that, these posters people have on their walls about stopping the hate and, hate isn't welcome here. Those are nice. But what you did really shows that you mean it. I've had some kids say, you're really teaching me because you're always telling us that we can make a difference and you're showing us that too. So that has been really nice.
To me, that's the most, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and I've even had a couple of students reach out, former students who are more on, more on the conservative side of things, who've said, we're not going to agree about everything, but I have to admire your conviction and your consistency and your willingness to put yourself out there.
You know, some people don't believe that the children really do pay attention to us as adults, right? They think, oh, they're not paying attention to what you're doing. They listen to what you say. And that's not true. It's the other way around. It's important the walk that we choose to walk, right? And we better get it right, because they're going to go and make decisions in their lives, some small, some huge, based on something they saw from the leaders, from the teachers, from those of us who are out there getting it done. And you are one of those. As you move forward, protesting, trying to make a difference, trying to make a statement, letting these communities know that, hey, I am here. I am here to help. I am here to protest and fight. Have you seen an increase in people getting frustrated or angry during the trial?
Absolutely.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. I have heard that. You know, I think particularly, I can't remember which day it was, but just toward the end of the week when we were forced to listen over and over again to the tape of George Floyd's murder and the trauma that is brought on by having to hear his final words again and again and hearing him ask for his mama. Of course, this is so painful, and for no one more than the families of those. Not just George Floyd's family, of course, but also there have been 450 families who have experienced losing a loved one to police homicide in the state of Minnesota alone since 1984. And so it's those families that I'm really fighting for, and the bills that they want to push through legislation. I was hoping by doing something kind of loud and visual that I could draw attention to their legislative agenda, to the fact that Senator Warren Limmer refuses to hold the vote on really important police reform bills. Because, you know, the pain that people are feeling because of what happened to George Floyd, but also these other families in our community who have had a loved one killed by the police, we need to seek justice. Justice means two things. Justice means, first of all, justice for the families who have lost a loved one to murder by the police. In other words, have Mike Freeman reopen the cases. Let's see these murderers end up behind bars. Their badge shouldn't protect them when they're clearly, you know, excessively using force, particularly on Black and Brown members of the community. And the other way that we seek justice is by making sure that this never happens to another person again. We shouldn't have police on the street who have a history of violence and a history of complaints and a history of excessive force still walking the streets in communities that they're supposed to be protecting and serving.
You know, I was taken aback, but in a good way, listening to Chief Arredondo, his comments during the trial last week. Were you able to be a part of that? Did you get a chance to hear his comments?
You know, I would change the offense a lot of the time, so I don't know that I did. If you would share those with me a little bit, I could, I might have opinions.
Well, the only thing I have a comment on is that he didn't do what I think we are used to seeing. You know, for many decades here in the great state of Minnesota, we have seen police chiefs of the Twin Cities, whether it's St. Paul or Minneapolis, who have gotten behind the police officers, no matter what they did, no matter how egregious the sin was, right? This force that they use. They didn't speak against it. They just said, well, you know, we know that he'll have to be, you know, to be off for a while without pay. But other than that, you know, we're good to go.
Right.
That's a problem.
Oh, sorry, you cut out.
Problem. And he said, I am not going to stand with that. I don't believe that. I do believe it was this. Okay, sorry. I do believe it was excessive this and excessive that. So it has really been quite remarkable to watch this unfold with Chief Arredondo actually, you know, really leaning towards the prosecutors, right? Saying that, no, I'm not going to stand by him. We've had a problem with him before. So I'm adding some words to that. So do forgive me. But I must say I was really surprised, Kaya. And so there's hope on the horizon. They've tried to demonize George Floyd. They've tried every angle you could get and so far. And the second week is beginning. I can imagine how much
how much further they're going to go. But if we just stay, keep our eye on what we know, not what we think we know, what we know, then I know that the outcome should be justice. Now, Champlain Park High School has some diversity. Can you give me a split of your students? How many people of color are in your classes, that sort of thing?
Well, I want to say we're approaching a 50-50 ratio. Each
That's
class is going to be
awesome.
slightly different, but yeah, absolutely. It's extremely diverse. And yet, throughout Minnesota, only 4% of the teaching force in Minnesota are Black, Indigenous, or people of color. So
You
we
know,
really have a
yeah.
problem there.
You know, here's the thing is that our cultural intelligence builds, right? We get better being around people that are not just like us, right? Or don't look just
Exactly.
like us. And I don't know why we don't seem to get that, but people are starting to really get it. I don't want to live in a neighborhood with only people that look like me. You know, I don't want to go to a church with people that only look like me. You know, I want to meet
Right,
other people so I can
absolutely.
learn and grow and be a better person. So I love this. And then finally, do you have any children?
Yes, I do, actually. I have two children, 18 and 21.
18 and 21. Did they stand with you? Are they out of town? How are they feeling about what mom is doing again?
Well, actually, it's really been a struggle. And I know originally in the press, I said I was planning on staying until our demands were met, but the situation became very unsafe. And so we stopped doing that. But I'll tell you, both of my daughters have autism. My 18-year-old is developmentally delayed. And so it's hard to quantify it, but probably around cognitively around 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
But my 21-year-old has really struggled. And oftentimes, I went 40 hours without sleep. I was down here for 40 hours straight. I was changing the fence for 28 hours. I would come home, and sleep for 2 hours and go back. One time I came home, slept for 2 hours, got up, taught all my classes remotely, which is my current assignment, and then went back downtown to spend the night. And my 21-year-old, who was also autistic, was extremely frustrated with me. And she said, "Mom, why do you keep choosing them over me?" And I said, "I'm
Oh.
not choosing them over you. I am choosing you. Because by trying to hold our police to a higher standard and change the system, I'm protecting you. You are a person of color. You have autism. The police, I may have said it in gentler terms than this to her, but I can say it to you and your listeners. We know the history of the police with people with developmental delays, cognitive delays, in mental health crisis. It is more dangerous for a person of color to call the police during a loved one's mental health crisis than it is for them to handle it on their own. We can look at Warren Patrick Sr., oh, I say Warren Patrick Jr., of Texas, whose family called the police looking for a mental health care intervention, and one wasn't available. And they said, "Well, then don't, that's okay, don't send anyone." They sent an officer anyway. When he came to the door, they said, "We're okay, we have it." And he said, "Well, I just want to check on the situation." He came in, which agitated the man even further. And if you look it up, Warren Patrick, if you look this up on Google and watch that video, you will cry. You will cry because the family is begging the officer and begging their father, their husband, to come back in the house. But he's extremely agitated. He's in a mental health crisis. They're begging the officer not to shoot. You can hear them say, "Don't shoot, please don't shoot, please don't shoot." And then you hear screaming and crying because they've killed him right there on the front
Oh,
lawn.
my goodness, that is
So
so sad. Yeah, right?
when
Oh,
my
my
daughter says
goodness.
to me, "Why are you choosing them over me?" I have to say, "Baby, I'm choosing you by going out there and trying to make the police stop doing what they're doing." And so that not one other family ever has to go through what the families in Minnesota have gone through that, who are still, imagine what we go through when we have lost a loved one. So many of us have been there, you know, losing a family member to cancer, to them being elderly, and the grief that we experience. And then add to that 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 loved one would be murdered. And then add to that 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 loved one was murdered by someone who's supposed to protect and to serve them. And then add to that that this person is still walking the streets as if they never did anything wrong. That is what our families are experiencing here in Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. Kaya Hurt, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Teacher at Champlin High School, Champlin Park High School, and so much more as a protester. I am so grateful for you and for how you have helped bring to the light what the injustice is here. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope to have you back on as the trial is wrapping up. So you'll hear from us. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You take care.
You too.
That is Kaya Hurt. If you haven't looked her up or haven't, you don't think you understand why she does what she does, I think she was very clear tonight. We're going to take a break. Coming up after weather, we're going to do So What Do You Do? Oh, I love this segment. We'll be back.
Oh, my goodness. I love this song, right? Makes me happy, although they ripped it off, but we'll leave that alone. Hey, by the way, I want to thank everyone who called in earlier and told what they thought. You know, shared with us what they thought about this whole, this journey with George Floyd, his family, and those of us who want to get to justice. And I appreciate you being brave and coming forward. Just know that anytime we open up the phone lines, your voice is welcome here. As long as we are respectful to one another, we're not calling each other out of their names. If you and I disagree politically, that's okay. I still want to hear from you because you're still part of us. Okay, as we keep reading about all of this and we stay clear on what we're trying to accomplish, just remember that all the guests that we've talked about tonight, as much as we've talked about this trial is gigantic. And we all have the option to not watch it, right? We have the option to make the decision on how much are we going to take in, right? What is our intake of all of this? But if you want to really understand it all, I've learned that even if I can't watch the entire day, even if I can't listen to the entire day, I still can glean certain things. And then I try to read more, try to hear other voices as well. And it's not easy, right? It's just not easy, but it's necessary. It is absolutely necessary. So the next segment coming up after the weather, of course, is So What Do You Do? And I am over the moon happy because I think this guy, from what I've seen so far, is great. I am not a girl who loves to do laundry, but I have to do laundry, right? And I'm not that good at it. I get it clean, but the whites aren't always bright, and I'm getting better and better at it, right? What type of detergents should I use? What type of, you know, other things should I add to it? And this guy who has a brand new show coming up on HGTV is joining us tonight. He is joining us tonight. And I'm telling you, his name is Patrick Richardson, and I can't wait. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So what do you do? This is the name of the segment that we do sometimes on Sunday nights, and I'm excited tonight to introduce to you someone that I immediately wanted to fall in love with because he is doing something that is so unique and wonderful on my favorite network called HGTV. So it's For the Love of Laundry. That's what this is all about. Patrick Richardson has turned a childhood memory into a career with a book and now a reality show on HGTV. I know, I keep saying to myself, could someone actually take laundry and make a whole show of it? When I saw your opening, when I saw when they first started talking about you and showing little clips, I fell in love. Are you married?
I am, actually, 16 years. So, but, you know, we can still be friends.
We can still be friends. Patrick mm-hmm. Richardson, congratulations on all of your success. Is this what you expected to happen?
No. Who would have ever guessed this, right? I mean, when I started selling, you know, vintage clothes and a little bit of laundry product and then started teaching people how to wash clothes, who would have guessed that, you know, I'd end up with a book and a TV show coming out the same week? Crazy and amazing.
It's crazy, right? And so I'm sure you're probably sitting at home with your feet tapping, trying to figure out, okay, what's next? What's gonna hit me next? Who knows? But knowing that you're doing this, I am so interested, and so are some of my friends. What are you hearing from the audiences, those that are talking to HGTV saying, I can't wait? Are they saying, what is this? What are you hearing?
There's a couple people who are like, wait, there's a show about laundry?
Right.
But the people, in total honesty, the people who see it love it. They, I mean, people are reaching out to me. They're reaching out to HGTV, and they love the show. They love the stories. You know, the guests who have these sort of cherished objects. You know, I mean, I think that really everybody can kind of relate to that because everybody has something that's really special to them. And so, you know, when it comes clean. So many people tell me, oh, you know, I sit there with a box of tissues because they just get so wrapped up in the stories. But yeah, everybody seems to really love the show. They really love the book. It's, I can't believe I'm this lucky.
So you're going to talk about laundry and how to get stains out. So you've had this war against stains for how long?
Well, I mean, I've had a war against stains for years, but, you know, I became the warrior against stains, I guess, about 8 years ago. I started teaching laundry camp and started teaching people.
Laundry camp. Laundry. Okay.
Here in town, I was teaching people how to, like, wash, you know, do their laundry more effectively and to remove stains. And, you know, that's kind of where it started. We started there, and then a producer who worked for Committee Films, which is who made the show for HGTV, came to laundry camp and saw me and, you know, went back and pitched it to them. They talked to me, and 3 years later, we have a show on HGTV.
Well, no wonder you're married. Who wouldn't want a spouse that does the laundry all the time and gets it sparkling, right? So that's cool. Mm-hmm. But tell us how you went from a memory about laundry to a career on My Favorite Network. Did they call you? Did you work to get on the network?
The production company actually met me, thought there would be a show, and then pitched it to HGTV. So that's how that happened.
Okay.
But the memory is when I thought 2.5. My mom seems to think I was 1.5 when this happened. It was summer, that I know. And my birthday's in November, so that's how I know it was either 1.5 or 2.5. I vividly remember handing my granny clothespins as she hung clothes on the clothesline. And it's one of my earliest memories. I loved her so very much that I wanted to be with her anytime I could. And I hung. And the reason I thought it was 2.5 is because that Christmas, when I turned 3, Santa brought me a toy washing machine. So I thought that that's what it was, but my mom seems to think I was 1.5 when it happened. But I have this memory, it's just so embedded in me, this memory of handing my granny clothespins. And of course, I probably made it take twice as long because, you know, I was very little, so she had to hand me the clothespins that I would then turn around and hand back to her. So it wasn't the speediest thing, but, you know, she was a granny, so she was very indulgent, right?
Right, she adored you, period.
Yeah, she just, yeah. I mean, she worshipped me. I was like, she treated me like a deity. And, but, you know, I immediately had this association with just this incredible love from my granny and laundry. So, you know, my whole philosophy is you do laundry for people that you love.
Yes, so
and,
true.
You know, when you love your spouse or you love your children or your grandchildren, you know, you do their laundry because it makes them feel good.
Right.
You know, when you iron your children's shirts, you know, and they wear them to school or, you know, to church or wherever they go, you know, they look good and they feel good. You know, I always say, like, you know, your kids won't be taken away from you if their clothes are wrinkled. But you do it because you want them to feel good. And, you know, I think that's like anything. I think when you cook for somebody or you do their laundry, you do it because you love them. And, you know, this is kind of my thing.
I love your thing. I love your thing because it's not something I enjoy. I have a memory, too, you know, where we had to hang up clothes outside in this big backyard that we had growing up in Indiana. And I have to tell you, sir, that it was one of those things where my dad brings in a new washer and my mother had that rolling thing, you know, where you put the clothes
mm-hmm,
through.
The ringer.
And she wanted just to have that. It was like, well, I might as well keep it. So, Mom, are you going to start using the washing machine? Why? I have six children to use the ringer and the whole thing. And then, you know, eventually we'll get there. I cannot tell you how disturbing that was for me. So now, you know, at this point, I don't enjoy doing laundry, but it's necessary. I want to make sure it's good and clean, but I've made so many mistakes. So do you share your secrets during this show?
Absolutely. I mean, I show, like, you know, we have the item. I talk, you know, whatever it is, be it a wedding dress or a letterman's jacket or, you know, even a stuffed toy. I talk with the person. And we work out a plan as to how we're going to clean it, and we start cleaning it together. And then I kind of send them away because, you know the secret of HGTV. You want the big reveal. So I send them away, and then I finish it, and then they come back, and they see it. But, I mean, I share the process. Like, you get to watch it, you know, right along with me and learn how to clean that thing. And you know, stains are pretty universal. So maybe you don't have, you know, a stain on a quilt, but you have a stain on the tablecloth. It's the same stain. It's just on a different item. So you learn how to take care of the item. And, you know, and you also learn to not be afraid because, you know, I'm putting 100-year-old quilts in the bag, you know, in the water to wash, or someone's wedding dress, you know, I'm washing it. So I hope the one thing people really take away from it is don't be afraid. You know, you can do this. You'll be just fine.
You know, I saw the preview of the woman whose wedding gown was ruined with a fire. Soot and all this stuff was over the whole dress. I thought it was a joke, right? And then they showed you putting it in some solution in a tub sort of thing. And it went off. And I'm like, wait. I want to see what that is. Is this for real? It really is for real.
Yeah, it really is. I stood in that backyard with a horsehair brush and scrubbed that dress. But it is.
And
it
got
is.
It. Be- I mean, it was beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful.
It was
so are you concerned? And maybe this is a silly question, but are you at all concerned with having enough secrets to last, you know, up to 15 to 25 years? I think this could be very successful. I don't know anyone, male, female, child, teenager, that does laundry that couldn't use some of your expertise. So are you concerned about how long you can go with this?
The thing is, my favorite part of the show and the thing that I think is most fun to watch is, you know, the stories of the people. I mean, I think we could do I could wash three wedding dresses in a row. And, you know, it would all be roughly the same idea, right?
Right.
But I think that the story, that to me is the best part of the show. I mean, I think the real star of the show are those people and those items. Because when you get to hear, I mean, there is an episode – there's every episode. Like, it's funny because everybody says, who was your favorite guest or what was your favorite item? And whichever one I'm thinking about is my favorite because they're all my favorite. You know, people always said, you don't have a favorite kid. I really don't have a favorite segment. But every single one of them, like, I hear that story and I'm like, oh, that one's my favorite. You know, if it's somebody who has a wedding dress and her mom died when she was a child, or a dress that was been through a fire, or a letterman jacket, or a toy, or, you know, a sofa that belonged to their great-great-grandmother, you know, I think that it's those stories that are so powerful, and you want that item to be clean for them, and you kind of learn how to do your laundry as you go.
Yeah, and this, I'm not talking about heirlooms in my closet. I just mm-hmm. want to get it clean, especially whites. You know, those mm-hmm. those whites that are so hard. So I can't wait to watch to see what you're doing. Some people are probably looking at this or hearing this tonight going, what? Okay, so he's doing laundry, but it is way more than you expect, way better than you think. And all I ask is that everyone listening, take a moment to watch Patrick's show. Seriously, I can't wait. Now, I did see that, well, I'm assuming that you are going to continue to have these stories from the fans, but do you ever ask the fans for their secrets to share with you?
I love it when people tell me their tricks, because a lot of times, you know, a lot of times their tricks are either just something that they've done trial and error, which is how I learned a lot. And sometimes it's something that was passed down to them, mm-hmm. you know, and it's so funny. Like, you know, those tricks from your mom and your grandmother, you know, usually they work. That's how they got passed down. So right. I love it when people ask me, when people tell me, you know, their tricks and their ideas, because, you know, we can all continue to kind of learn, right?
Right. And so I need to know, have you ever run into a garment that beat you?
Sort of.
Really?
It was a blanket. It was 110 years old. It was a quilt, really. It was 110 years old. And I knew how to get the stain out. The problem is the fabric was so fragile that if I scrubbed it hard enough to get the stain out, I was going to scrub a hole through it. So I kind of had to decide, you know, do I want to keep it intact with a little bit of a stain, you know? And I mean, ultimately, of course, that's what you have to do. You have to just decide, you know, it's kind of the quilt's beauty mark. You know, everybody has a little flaw here and there. And, you know, it was the quilt. And I got it as close as I could. But that one has happened. I've had two or three of those where in order to actually get it out, you were going to ruin it, you know, and what's the purpose then?
Right. Do you use bleach?
I don't ever use chlorine bleach.
Really?
I use oxygen bleach. It's one of my favorite things. I use it all the time. It's completely color safe. It's really effective. The reason I don't use chlorine bleach is a lot of people want to use it for white because they think it'll make their white whiter. And white, as that beautiful bright white, like you were talking about white shirts, you know, that's actually a dye. It's a blue dye that makes your white really, really pop white. And when you bleach it, you bleach that dye out of it, and it makes your white dingier.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that is some good advice, because it drives me nuts, and I love wearing white tops, although I don't wear them enough. I do. Mm-hmm. And then I have to ask you about linen before I let you go.
Yeah,
I have 4 or 5 garments in total in my closet mm-hmm. that I have to iron, right?
Mm-hmm.
But linen is a very difficult material for me because I'm a, you know, I'm a girly girl most times. And then I'm also kind of rough, right?
mm-hmm.
And it can tear so easily. When you look at washing, do you wash it on delicate?
No, the funny thing about linen or cotton or bamboo or hemp, they're twice as strong wet as they are when they are dry. So the most durable they're ever going to be is in your washing machine. So the trick is wash them on normal, but wash them on the express cycle. Just use a tiny, tiny bit of soap or detergent because you don't need very much, and wash them on normal, but wash them express so they're not in the washer very long. That's the best way to wash them.
Wow. Okay, Patrick, and I have to ask you about the book. We're almost done. Mm-hmm. The book is out?
It's out. It came out last Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You know, both bookstores.
How did you celebrate?
I celebrated on Tuesday by being so exhausted from doing all the work to get ready for the book that we watched some TV and took a nap. And then when the TV show came out Wednesday, that was when, you know, I popped a bottle of champagne and we sat and watched the show and, you know, talked about the book and, you know, just sort of, I talked to my friends, you know, that was the night that I kind of let myself just chill.
Just chill. I am so excited for you. Seriously,
this is
unusual. This is not something I would expect on HGTV. So thank you, HGTV, for bringing Patrick to us. I'm so looking forward to it. I'm going to try to write you and tell you what my problem is. And I am excited to hear all of your ideas. And I hope I can share some of my own.
Fantastic. I'd love to hear your ideas anytime.
You take care of yourself, Patrick. It's really
a pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Patrick Richardson, that's his name. And, of course, there was an article that was done about him in the St. Paul Pioneer Press. So you can find out more about him pretty easily. That article came out on March 27th. Again, his name is Patrick. That's P-A-T-R-I-C. No K, just I-C. Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Laundry guy. I know that might sound silly to you, but do you know how many of us really need this? Seriously, I do not like anything dingy. I will wash it over and over again. I go get the baking soda, and if that doesn't work, I give up, right? Just go buy another shirt. Sad. Oh, I'm so excited to have spoken to him. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 8:55 here at WCCO. My goodness, how the time is flying. I so enjoyed speaking with Patrick Richardson. And the show is called The Laundry Guy. Now, it just had its first episode on March 31st, Wednesday, March 31st, streaming on Discovery. And the show was at 9 p.m. Central Time. So check it out on Wednesdays and just see if you can find the schedule to see if he's on more than just once a week. I so enjoy that interview. I don't know about you, Jonathan, but it's like I think I'm being swallowed by laundry sometimes. And I'm the girl that has to do it all. You know, I can't just do some of it. I have to do all of it, get it all out and done and folded and put away. And I'm giving away plenty of clothes. My mom is giving away clothes. Whew, I just want to get the laundry done.
All I can say to that is, in my situation, that's a good thing about living on your own and not having other people that you need to do other laundry for. I'm not worrying about having to do laundry for my son or my daughter or my spouse or anything.
Right,
I'll need to worry about no delicates. No delicates. So I'm in a different situation. But
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But, you know, I live at a place where I have to pay for, you know, laundry. I have to pay for the machines.
And that's unfortunate.
And so
that really is unfortunate. Oh, I want to tell you the name of the book. It's called Laundry Love, Finding Joy in a Common Chore by Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C, Richardson. It has been a pleasure this hour. And of course, coming up next is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just want you to know all about it because I know the pandemic is still out there, but honey, people are getting out and watching the shows and being involved, streaming and otherwise. So stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.